So the energy that you're putting into the things that you're creating, that is felt by people. That's what attracts people into the product, the service, the offering, whatever it is that you're doing, that you're putting out into the world. So you want to be putting your best energy into that from a really nice space of calm and a knowing of there's enough for everyone. There really is. And having that faith is huge.
Welcome to Trujectory, the podcast committed to helping you align with who you really are, your true self, the one who is so comfortable with their uniqueness, so in love with life, and so effortlessly able to manifest everything they always dreamt of. I want this podcast to be a resource to help you jump into the driver's seat rather than continuing as a passenger in your own story. Let's understand why we choose to hold ourselves back so we can shed the lies that we've programmed into our minds. We can heal the root causes and step into the epic human that we know we can be. If you're ready to start aligning with your trajectory, let's do it.
Hey, you. Ooh, I have so much just gratitude today. I'm literally bathing in it. It's like I'm creating it and I'm also bathing in it. That sounds weird, but I'm just loving it. Everything that I've been working on is sort of finally, and when I say finally, it's only been 2 months, so I'm really proud of myself, but everything's starting to fall into place. When I first started this podcast and when I first started setting up my business, there was so much extra work, so many new things that I had to learn that it got really overwhelming. And I started to, you know, have a few days here or there where I would question myself and doubt would sneak in and all those little slippery ways that it comes and tries to take the forefront of all of your ideas. And I'm now finally starting to coast a little bit. Like there's still a lot of work, but I've integrated it. I've encoded it into my day to day. It's like, it's just a part of my routine now. And now when I look back, I go, what did I do with all that time? Like I must've been so bored beforehand because there's so many things that I do now. And yeah, it's just a reminder that when you do what you love, it doesn't matter how much you're doing, it still feels like play. And so every day I look at my to-do list and I've got interviews with amazing people. I get to connect with people I never would have connected with otherwise. I'm creating programs and packages and offerings for people to help them heal. So that's lighting me up because I love being able to help other people heal in the ways that I've helped myself heal. That's taken a lot of time. If I can help someone to heal in the same ways and not have to take as many years as I did, then that's fantastic. So I'm just really grateful today. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. And today's episode is something I'm really excited about. I want to talk about the creative mindset versus the competitive mindset. And this is such a simple little tweak, shift of mindset, but this can have all of the difference in you starting to align with your true path when it comes to this whole journey that we're working on here of becoming our true selves, which doesn't happen overnight. This competitive mindset is a really difficult hurdle for a lot of people to overcome. So let's talk about that today. So when we talk about the creative mindset, we're talking about the fact that we are creators, right? We're all creators in our own right. We came here with these abilities, these intuitive abilities, these physical abilities, all different and unique to each and every one of us. But we also have these passions, these burning desires inside of us that, you know, some people have sort of blocked out, so they're not as loud than they are for others. But we all have these desires that we want to do. And that's our soul speaking to us saying, this is the direction you're meant to head in within this lifetime. And you have the skills within you already that you can cultivate and you can sharpen, that you can really become a master at this thing or these few things. It depends on your type. I know I like to do many, many different things. So that's a challenge in itself. We can talk about that on another episode. So the creator mindset, that's the truth of who you are. You're a creator. You're always trying to create something that hasn't been built before. And that's a good place to be in. It doesn't mean that, you know, something that people can fall into a lot as well is thinking, well, if I want to create, let's say, look, I've got here my drink bottle, my little water sippy cuppy thing. just say, that's my dream. I want to create the most amazing water sippy cuppy thing. What's it called? Like a drink, a water bottle, but it's got a straw, so it feels different. Anyway, I want to create an amazing water bottle for people. And it can be very easy to get up in your mind and go, well, it's already been made so many times, so many ways, so many colors. It already exists. So, you know, I want to make it so new and fresh, and I don't feel like that's going to happen. So that's another fun little trap that we can fall into when it comes to really owning this creator mindset. But the thing that you've got to remember is that you are unique, just being yourself. So anything that you are going to create is going to tap into other people's creations. It's going to take the learnings from other people's endeavors. It's like the book, Steal Like an Artist, Austin Kleon, fantastic book. It helped me immensely. I was struggling to create anything for a while there because I felt like, well, everything's been made, everything's been done, like when it comes to music and art and this and that. And I also didn't want to feel like I was ripping off anyone else's work. I felt like, oh, well, I'm just going to be recycling something that someone else has already created. So I was putting so much pressure on myself to create the most unique, the most unheard of, unseen of thing that has ever been created, ever existed. And that's a lot of pressure. This book and what I'm talking about now is the ability, understanding that an important part of the process, especially when you're starting something new, is to have that humble nature to go, I know that I'm not the best in this field. I'm just starting out. So I'm going to take advice and learnings from those who have come before me. I'm going to take little snippets of this, little bits of that. I'm not stealing. I'm learning and taking little elements that resonate with me from the things that have come before me. And once you start doing that, you'll realize that you have created something unique, something unto yourself, something that no one else has created. And it is beautiful when it has little elements of people from our past, our ancestors, or, you know, other generations away. That's a fantastic thing. So anyway, already I've gone off on a tangent, but the creative mindset is where you want to be. The competitive mindset, this is where a lot of people sit. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with social media as well. 15, 20 years ago, when people were inventing things, there weren't thousands of examples of other people doing very similar things and most likely making, you know, huge progress and having access to see people with huge audiences that are doing the same thing as you and or similar thing to you and making huge incomes. And so now we have access to this. We see it all the time. We have an idea and we might be scrolling on socials one day and then see 50 people that are doing a similar thing and they seem to be doing it better than we are. So we start feeling like we start falling into a competitive mindset, which is based in scarcity and fear. It's telling, when you're stepping into this competitive mindset, you're basically telling yourself that I want what they have and I'm not able to create anything new myself. And there's not enough to go around. And if I don't hurry, I'm going to miss my chance. And all of these stories start to come in and all of those stories contribute to you rushing, trying to do things way faster than you should, trying to skip steps and, you know, take shortcuts and missing out on the huge learnings that you get to discover about yourself when you really take your time to hone in on a subject, a topic, or a project and learn about yourself and master it. And you're telling yourself that you're not good enough. You're not able to create something unique, something new. So instantly, if you're always in this competitive mindset, then you are up against so many challenges and hurdles and walls and negative connotations constantly. You are always fighting against something and you feel like time is running out. You're thinking small, you're playing small, you're acting small. So I think a really easy tweak to start with is to look at the people that you in the past might have become jealous about what they're doing. You might have started slipping into that competitive mindset and thinking, oh, they're doing this, so I should be doing that. Start looking at them and going, okay, what do I like about what they're doing? What can I take out of the learnings of them? And it's just, this is now, instead of being in competitive scarcity mindset, you're now the student. You come back to that learning growth mindset and you start taking little bits of information from the many hundreds of thousands of millions of teachers out there that are all doing their own version of something that you like. And then it becomes exciting because there are so many teachers now. There's like endless amounts of lessons and things that you can learn to then hone in on the way that you really want to do this thing. So let's look over my notes because I have made a few notes for this one. So yeah, it makes you rush. That's the biggest one. It definitely makes you rush when you're in a scarcity mindset and it keeps you really stressed. So now you're not actually creating from this pure, abundant space where you have all of these ideas flowing through you. You're creating from stress. So what is that going to actually create? It's going to create something that isn't, that's got an energy of stress and fear around it. And that is felt by people, whether you believe in energy or not. It's hard not to because we are all energetic beings. But if you don't believe in energy, this is a thing. So the energy that you're putting into the things that you're creating, that is felt by people. That's what attracts people into the product, the service, the offering, whatever it is that you're doing, that you're putting out into the world. So you want to be putting your best energy into that from a really nice space of calm and a knowing of there's enough for everyone. There really is. And having that faith is huge. So let's have a quick look at healthy competition versus unhealthy competition. Obviously, there can be healthy competition within sports and challenges and things like that that keep you motivated. You might have a friend and yourself that are trying to do a really healthy eating challenge for 30 days, and it's the competition with each other that's keeping you motivated. And if you didn't have that, then you would just be competing with yourself and you might not have had that fire to, you know, show this person what you can do and also show yourself. So obviously with team sports, there's all types of healthy competition. But if your identity is and the value that you give yourself is based on whether you win or whether you lose, that's when it starts to become really unhealthy. So that's the main thing to look out for. If you're relying on the win to give you value and to make you feel like you're whole and you're okay, and if you don't have that win, then you feel less than and you feel broken and useless, worthless, all of those sorts of things, then you know that you're stepping into that really quite unhealthy competitive mindset, and that's not going to serve you in any area of your life. Being a creator requires self-love and compassion, and having compassion and self-love is huge. That's when you can really, you can do anything because you're not judging yourself. You're not going to attack yourself if you make a wrong move. And that's what holds a lot of people up. And I know it certainly held me up for many, many, many years, decades. Because when I would make a wrong step or if I wasn't completely perfect, guess who would come in and judge the fuck out of me? I would. And so I wasn't feeling safe within myself. And so why would I want to take these big risks if I knew that even I wasn't backing myself? And that's when I started to rely on external validation, going, well, you know, even though I can't see the goodness in what I'm doing, or I'm not, you know, appreciating the efforts that I'm putting in and trying, other people will, I'm sure they will. So now I'm relying on that external validation to make me feel whole. And so that was a big shift that I had to make, to step back, look within and go, okay, there's a lot of things that you want to do, because there is. I have a lot of big things I want to do. And so far, the model that I've been using for many years, for my entire life, to be honest, has not been working. And why hasn't it been working? Because I am not backing myself. I'm not being kind and gentle to myself if I make what I would perceive as a mistake or have a bit of a failure moment. Being the student, having that student mindset and having compassion means that anything I do, it's fine. It's actually a perfect example today. I've just done my first Black Friday sales. So I've created a couple of offerings that I'm putting up for sale to just a limited amount of people. These are things that I usually do in a bigger package. So it's really exciting that I can offer these as standalone products because I know they'll help a lot of people. And so I've put a lot of time and effort into creating the promotional, what's it called? My collateral, all of the promos that are going on Instagram and the graphics and all those sorts of things. And I didn't notice that one of the big offerings, I've put the headings in the wrong order. And so technically, if someone reads it backwards, it actually doesn't make sense. And I had a friend of mine who's always sort of, whether he means to intentionally or not, he's always on quality control. He's sort of keeping an eye on my work and going, "Hey, this one's a bit out of line, this one's a bit out of line." And so he wrote me a message saying, "Hey, I think this is backwards. Like, is it supposed to be like that?" And I looked at it and I went, "No, it's not supposed to be like that." But I genuinely laughed it off. I don't care. I have so much faith that whoever's meant to see that will see what is meant to be said. It has an explanation beneath in the caption, so technically they can just read that and it will make sense. But in the past, that would have sent me spiraling. I would have gone, "Oh my God, look at me. I'm doing my first sale and I've messed up my first graphics and there's just no point in doing this anymore. Why am I doing this?" And then I'd just start beating myself up and I would not want to do it anymore. But instead, I just think it's cute. It's like, I know that a few years from now, maybe even a few months from now, I'm going to look back. I'm going to be in my zone even more than I already am feeling like I am. And I'm going to look back and go, "Look at you. Like, you were just doing it. You were just doing your thing." I don't want to look back and go, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad I'm past that point where I'm beating myself up." I want to look back at this time right now that I'm in and go, "Look at you. You got the mindset sorted. You stopped beating yourself up. And that is why I am here at this beautiful point that I'm at now," whether that's 6 months from now, a year from now, whatever. But I already know I can feel it. I can feel it's going to be amazing because I am backing myself and I'm being kind and I'm not competing with other people. That is what has always brought me back down, feeling less than, feeling like, "Well, I have to do it this way because they did it this way." It's like, no, I'm going to do what feels good to me. And if and when I mess up and have little hiccups along the way, I'm going to laugh about it. I'm going to keep moving forward. It's not going to slow me down. So I really hope that that one is something that you guys can hone in on and pick up and just adopt, encode into your system if you haven't already. Self-compassion, that is so powerful. So powerful. Like, shit, it's changed everything for me. So having a strong sense of self-awareness is really important for this as well, for the self-love, for compassion. And this is where a lot of shedding of limiting beliefs and stories and healing comes into the picture. And this is a constant progressing game, right? You're always going to be, you're going to be releasing things for a while. I mean, I think it takes many, many, many years, and if it ever finishes, really, there are a few people on the planet that would consider themselves, or that other people would probably consider, gurus and masters who have ascended all of these limiting beliefs and they have completely understood who they are and they know their abilities. And those people wouldn't even call themselves masters or gurus because they know that sort of, you know, terms of the ego. The ego would use those sorts of terms. But to understand that this is a constant learning journey, that's a really important piece as well. Because trying to look at someone else and go, "Oh, they look so healed. They're so solid in their beliefs. They're backing themselves. I want that. I want that." It's coming back to that competitive mindset. It slips in so quickly. And then you start feeling like you have to work on this and this and this about yourself. And you might need to work on those things, but it might take you a lot longer to work on those things. And to not have that little voice in your head going, "Well, this person's done it quicker than you. This person's already a few steps ahead. Get moving on the self-healing work." That's completely negating the whole point of why you're doing the healing work. So yeah, just really start to keep an eye out on when that competitive mindset starts to rise, because it comes up and it's surprising how it can disguise itself. But we've all been living in this mindset for so long that it is a big one to break, but it definitely is achievable. Definitely. I now, when I have those feelings come up, and of course, at times they still come up. When I see someone doing something that I want to do, I go, it's the first initial reaction. It's a little twinge in my heart that goes, "Oof, that's what you want to do." But instead of beating myself up, I look at that and I get so inspired and I go, "Wow, okay, there's an example, there's proof that it can be done. And I know I'm going to do it in my own way." That doesn't mean it's going to be better. It doesn't mean it's going to be worse. It means it's going to be different. It's going to be true to me. This is why becoming aligned with my true self, I will already create completely unique, incredible offerings and experiences for people and projects and all sorts of artwork and everything because I'm just being my true self. Can you see how being the true self keeps coming into the conversation? It's the constant. It's the goal, right? This is the thing. When you can align with who you truly are, all that means is that you're letting go of all of the things that don't belong to you, all of the stories that you've been told for so long, all of the beliefs and the patterns and the habitual actions that are so ingrained in your subconscious mind that you've forgotten where they even came from, but that they don't belong to you. They were adopted by you when you were young, usually before the age of 7, when you're super susceptible to picking up all of the behavior and language that's around you. You're just a sponge taking it all in. You don't know why. And the subconscious mind is, it doesn't discriminate against negatives. It doesn't, what am I trying to say? The subconscious mind lets everything in. It absorbs everything without arguing with it. So especially when you're young, when you don't have any critical factor, when you don't have inductive reasoning kicking in, you are literally just soaking it all in, going, okay, well, that person doesn't love themselves. That person speaks really, you know, rude about themselves. Well, that's something that I'm going to start doing. This person doesn't believe that anyone can make money doing what they love for a living. So that's what I'm going to believe. And it just sinks in. It's just a process that happens. So your job as you get older is to realize the things that are making you feel limited, that are holding you back. And a really easy way to figure out what that is when you feel bad. Let's simplify it, right? When you feel bad, when you start having bad feelings inside of you, you feel ill, you feel stuck, you feel low, you feel depressed, whatever it is, that's a sign that there's something that you're tapping into in this point in your life that you need to work on. So it's just following those feelings and going, okay, there's something to work on. When you ignore those bad feelings and drown them in addiction, self-sabotaging behavior, distracting yourself with, you know, video games or going out partying or constantly having to hang out with other people because you don't want to be alone with your own thoughts, that's when you sort of, you're avoiding, right? And you're not really going to be making any progress. So first things first, when the bad feelings come up, start asking yourself, what is it that I need to work on right now? What is it that's holding me back? And that's a great place to start. So I really, really hope that you can start to see that the truth of the matter is, when you really break it down, we've all come from the same thing, right? The same spark, the same word, the same creator, whatever you want to call it, God, source, the universe, the one. We've come from one little thing, this big bang that happened, and we've all spread out like little fingers of the same hand throughout the entire universe. But at the end of the day, we are all the same thing. So remembering that you're on the same team as all of these people that you keep in the past getting jealous about, and they keep bringing up all the envy stories that you're telling yourself, all of these feelings of lack, remember that you're on the same team. They're the same family, the human family. Everyone is doing the best that they can with the understanding, the consciousness, the knowledge that they have at this time in their lives. So work on your own understanding, your own awareness, your own consciousness, and really start to see everyone as everyone is just doing their best. It's just that some people might not have the same information as others. Some people might have grown up in a completely different sort of environment, so they might act and be and present very differently, and that might trigger you. But it comes down to you doing the work for you, because when you're backing yourself, when you're kind to yourself, and you are in a creator mindset, everything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything you can imagine in your imagination, which is the most powerful tool you have access to, it's like the blank canvas, right? It's the drawing space. It's the blueprint table where you can actually create something from scratch. Anything you can imagine, you can create. Just really have your back. Stop playing around with the envy game. It's beneath you. It really is beneath you. You're better than that. You deserve better than that, especially from yourself. So start with the self-compassion and then get excited about creating. And whenever someone starts to trigger you, when you get triggered by someone else achieving something that you want to achieve, take a step back, take a few deep breaths, sit into the self-compassion, see yourself as doing the best that you can right now, and then ask yourself what it is from that person that you are getting jealous about? What is it that you're wanting? And it might inform you as to what your next step is. It might show you. It might be that someone's speaking with so much confidence and you want to be a speaker, but you don't have any confidence. So that has been a really valuable, helpful moment where you've seen this person, you've gotten a bit jealous, you've turned that jealousy into action, and now you're going to start finding online courses or teachers on confidence training, on speaking training. I think there are classes you can go to where you practice speaking in front of audiences altogether. There are so many different things you can do, but the only time the pain and the suffering settle in is when you just sit with it and you tell yourself that you're not good enough. You tell yourself you can't do anything about it, when the truth is, in this day and age, with the technology, the information, the connection that we all have, you can do so many things to further yourself towards what you want every single day in so many different ways. It doesn't matter how much time you have. You might only have 5 minutes to do a little bit of self-progress every day at this point, and you can accelerate that. You can grow that time each day by getting better at doing these things, just like I'm doing right now. When I first started, like I said, it was really overwhelming. I've had so much new work, so many new things that I was doing. And now it's starting to integrate into my daily routine and it's becoming my new normal. And that's what will happen for you. You will continuously create your new normals. And when you've got self-love backing you, holy shit, you are unstoppable. Be a student, have your own back, be the creator, not the competitor, and have so much fun on this journey. I hope you've gained something from this episode. And for now, stay you, stay true. I love you. Mwah.